So, next tune. This is a very important tune. Also one that's been covered by The Clash, by the way. It's called Police and Thieves. Check this out.
No! Oh, yeah.
right, all right, we're back. So, we played four Lee Perry produced tracks in a row. And, yeah, Lee Perry, a.k.a. The Upsetter, was a favorite of the punks because I guess he himself had a lot of punk attitude up to his death. This was last year. I mean, no, this year was in, I think it was in 2022 or 21. Anyway, he died very recently at the age of, I think, 82. Mm-hmm. And he looked more punk than ever.
With red hair.
Yeah, and green. And he was very much, there was a lot of affinity there. And, you know, even the coming back again, The Clash, they had him produce on their first album, a tune called Complete Control, which is, actually, if you listen to it, you can kind of hear that Lee Perry worked on it. It's a very, like, a wall of sound.
Yeah.
And, he himself, in the beginning, was not so, didn't really understand punk, and neither did Bob Marley.
Yeah, I heard about that from Don Don Letts, tried to talk to him about, what did he call them, Bob Marley?
Like dirty, or they didn't wash, or something like that. But then
he made Punky Reggae Party.
Yeah, together with Lee Perry. So, I mean, they got hip to the game.
Yeah.
And understood that, you know, so the first approach was a bit like diffident, and then, you know, it started to hang out, and especially with this person called Don Letts, who was part of the inner circle of The Clash, of the whole punk inner circle we just mentioned before. He hung out with Bob Marley. He was the link, really, like a single person, really, the link between reggae and punk.
Yeah, I mean, he also really loved, when punk first appeared, he was really into it, and he took out his camera and started filming. There's some great, really early footage of The Clash.
Yeah, he's a filmmaker.
That, and he caught it right at the beginning.
So, I think we should go on with the selection.
Yeah.
Do you have any? No, so the next tune is by Lion Youth, which is a British outfit. And it's called 3 Million on the Dole. And the whole Dole situation was also a common theme also with, like, punk lyrics. Because this was, like, it's a social solution / problem.
For people who don't know what Dole is, it's unemployment benefit money in England. Well, that's what it used to be called.
And it was quite minimal, so you weren't rich if you were on a
£26 a week.
And the late 70s was a terrible time in England with Enoch Powell and the National Front coming up and economical crisis and all types of stuff. And, that led to Thatcher as well. So, let's play Lion Youth, because this is a British reggae, and it's a very important tune. This is. Check it out. Listen to the lyrics.
Two, I know three, and I know four.
So that was called 3 Million on the Dole by Lion Youth. We were talking about Don Letts before, and there's this whole story of him going with John Lydon, or Johnny Rotten at the time, and Richard Branson to Jamaica at a certain point.
Yeah, but the story starts that when the Sex Pistols broke up in 78, John Lydon, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten, was devastated. So Richard Branson, which was his label boss, because, you know, Virgin really scored big with the Pistols, big hits. So he knew he had an asset there. And I said, okay, let's, you know what? Let's start a reggae label called Frontline. And let's go to Jamaica. You come with me and you help me sign reggae artist, because John Lydon was a big reggae fan.
Yeah, and Richard Branson didn't know anything about the music.
No, he was like older, and he wasn't. You know, he was a businessman and not an A&R really. So he actually took Johnny Rotten as to A&R also for him to have a bit of a holiday, and Johnny Rotten also asked Don Letts, which was a dreadlock Rasta. But he was born in England.
Yeah, it seemed like Don Letts thought, oh, he's asking me to come to Jamaica. And actually, Don Letts says that he doesn't really know very much about Jamaica except watching The Harder They Come.
Yeah.
But that didn't. But he had, I mean, he knew a lot about the music. And so I guess it was really useful.
Probably at the end he was. And the story goes that they rented the ground floor of the Sheraton Hotel in Kingston, and brought a suitcase full of cash and basically summoned all these different reggae artists to come over and, sign contracts with them.
That's genius.
Yeah, and then gave them cash in hand, which is, unheard of these days.
Hey, thanks, Lorenzo, for bringing all this great stuff in. It was all vinyl, which is amazing. That's where you hear crackles. Great that you helped out. That's
brilliant. Thank you for asking me. Yeah. And so this last tune is by an artist that's particularly dear to me, and also, in my opinion, also very much a punk from Jamaica. His name's Prince Farai, and he was one of Johnny Rotten's favorite, and he got signed right away. The tune's called No More War.
game of Afro's meanwhile. Satyagua, no more war. Satyagua mean peace. No more game of Afro's. Satyagua, peace in African language. So you are the one who come here to mash up this place, eh? War is over. Natty Dread come over. Who could have now pleasant it is for Remoites, Junglites, Pienlanites, Lizardtownites to dwell together? War is over. Natty Dread come over. I man know after a storm there's must be a calm. Why remember the Bible write himself, you know, is a man write the Bible, a lie. That means someone wrong but not the Bible. War is over. Natty Dread come over. Demogagus mean war. Satyagua mean peace in African language. Senior, so you are the one who come here to mash up this place, eh? Son, don't take your guns to town, cause we are no more Fludel clown in town. Why you have to be smart like an Anansi man, you know? Satyagua a peace. Demogab loses war. And now the war is over. Oh, good and unpleasant it is for Rima man. Can go to jungle, and jungle man can go to Rima. Yard man can do the same thing too. And every man have an equal rights on this land to live. No more war. War is over. Demogagus is war. Satyagua mean peace. Senior, I'm sorry for you if you love war. Demogagus is war. Satyagua is peace. So we want the motion of them on the radar. Love. 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 Some guys say I and I and check say I and I dealt of war. But through them none one thing say strictly peace right here. No more war. When you see champion you don't kill him, you raise them. Demogagros is war. We no want no more of that. Satyagua mean peace. At that we want, Tanya. Love in the vineyard. Love. Love, love my brethren. Love. I man go a jungle Remo anyway, you know? Love. What a nice idea.
Echo Box Radio is a completely independent station broadcasting from below sea level. Like what you hear? You can help us keep going by heading to the Support Us button on our website. Echo Box Radio. Support the box.
Wir kämpfen von oben nach unten jede Etage durch. Alle Leute nach unten zum Ausgang schicken. Vorwärts, Leute!
Wir Hey, was soll der Aufstand?
Bitte verlassen Sie alle die Wohnung.
James, lass mich nicht allein.
Was hab ich denn? Vorbei.
Nicht aufgeben! Lass mich zu meinem Mann!
Vorsichtig, die Feuer schießen!
Jeder Leichnam muss durch uns zerstört werden, sonst verwandelt er sich ebenfalls in ein Monstrum. Nach einiger Zeit erhebt es sich und tötet, und seine Opfer verwandeln sich ebenfalls und töten auch. Auch wenn es pietätlos klingt, die Leichen müssen zerstört werden, indem wir das Gehirn entweder irreparabel schädigen oder es vom übrigen Körper separieren.
Die Öffentlichkeit verlangt nach Tatsachen. Was wissen Sie genau?
Einiges wissen wir mit Sicherheit. Zum Beispiel, warum Sie töten. Sie töten aus einem einzigen Grund. Sie brauchen Nahrung.
Soeben erhalten wir von unserem Reporter beim Nationalen Krisenstab die Bestätigung, dass die Verbindung mit Detroit endgültig abgerissen ist. Das dürfte bedeuten, dass dort keine Menschen mehr am Leben sind. Das gleiche gilt für Atlanta,
Boston,
Philadelphia und New York City. Die letzten Berichte aus Detroit und Atlanta besagen, dass sich dort ein unübersehbarer Zug von Toten durch die Straßen wälzt und alles zerstört, was sich ihm in den Weg stellt.
Mein Großvater war ein Priester in Trinidad. Er pflegte zu sagen, wenn in der Hölle kein Platz mehr ist, kommen die Toten auf die Erde.
Yeah.
people weren't able to go to work as usual, and people thought this was some radical thing. But I thought I saw the lockdown measures as pretty draconian from the start, not from the perspective. And then you get typecast as some kind of, you know, libertarian or something, and just wants everyone to go and like catch the virus, and you don't care. And it's like, no, it's not that. I just think that I think there are alternatives to this very securitized sort of lockdown thing, right, that are about people cooperating. And I didn't see that happening at all. I mean, people were doing mutual aid, but mutual aid, a lot of it was just WhatsApp groups, you know, and people weren't seeing each other, you know, in person. And a lot of it was just helping people do shopping. And it felt incredible. I thought it felt incredibly alienating, a lot of it, from the start. But there was this kind of, there's this huge mutual aid movement. And I think it was incredibly inspiring. And I think sections of it.
Ooh. everything down. Both of us say if I lost to obey. Yeah, but frankly, I don't like your tone.
Thank you. Turbo Booster. gece boyunca hiç durmadan. Geçtim aynı yerlerden yorulmadan. Peşimde gözyaşların, sitemlerin. Bırak artık gideyim yoluma. Neden gittin diye sorma, bana sorma. Bırak artık beni yorma. Sabaha kadar ayılmadan. Düşündüm her şeyi hiç kaçmadan. Senle ne bir yanım eksik, ne bir fazla.
I can still hear you speak. I picture myself in your room by the chair, smoking a cigarette. If I close my eyes, I can see your face. You're saying I missed you. My eyes, I can smell your perfume. You look and say hi, babe. I close my eyes, pictures from China still hang from the wall. I hear the dog bark, I turn and say, what were you saying? I picture you in the red chair inside the pale room, dreaming. I'm always dreaming. You sat in your chair with a tube in your arm. You were so skinny. Still making jokes, I don't know what drugs they had you on. You said, I guess this is not the time for long-term investments. You were always laughing, but you never laughed at me. They say in the end the pain was so bad that you were screaming. Now you were no saint, but you deserved better than that. From the corner I watched them removing things from your apartment. I can picture your red chair and pale room inside my head. If I close my eyes, I see your face, and I'm not without you. If I try hard and concentrate, I can hear your voice saying, who better than you? I close my eyes, I can't believe that I'm here without you. Inside your pale room, your empty red chair, and my head. Dreaming, I'm always dreaming.
Thank you.